Welcome to another edition of From the Pastor's Pen. My name is Pastor Carl Miller, and I'm glad to have you with me here today. Our devotion comes from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 3 through 4, and there we read, "For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he." Praise the Lord. My friends, God is holy. We've talked about that this last couple of weeks. But God is also just. And what does it mean that he is just? Well, God is perfectly righteous in how he treats his creatures. He doesn't show partiality, Acts 10:34 teaches us. God has given us his law in his word and commands obedience to it. His law is his perfect, righteous standard. And God is faithful to uphold his law. He is the just judge. He is just in giving blessing and reward for obedience, Hebrews 6:10. God is also just in carrying out punishment, Colossians 3:25. God is righteous in carrying out vengeance against oppressors, Romans 12:19, and he commands others not be mistreated, Zechariah 7, verse 10. So in Deuteronomy 31, the context chapter of our verses today, Moses passed the torch of leading Israel to Joshua. He also gave needed and helpful instruction to Joshua and the people. Moses commanded the Levites in verses 26 through 29 to take the book of the law and to put it beside the Ark of the Covenant. It would indeed be a witness against them, for Moses knew that Israel was a rebellious and stiff-necked people. He predicted their further rebellion against God after his death when he said in verse 29, "For I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands." And so Moses further called the people together and spoke the words of his song to them. And we find his song in chapter 32. Now, notice how in verses 3 through 4 of his song, Moses gives praise and the ascription of greatness to God. God is great and greatly to be praised. And consider what Moses proclaimed. First, he said, "God is the rock," which God is referred to six times as such in this chapter alone. Very important. He is immutable. In other words, he doesn't change. He is immovable. God is the one that his people can trust as an everlasting foundation. Secondly, all of his works are perfect. Consider his work of creation. It was all very good, God said in Genesis 1:31. All of his ways are righteous and just. His providence is to the praise of, note, the glory of his wisdom, power, justice, goodness, and mercy, Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 5, section 1, teaches us. There is no injustice in him. You know, Moses said these things for a number of reasons, but he definitely said these things to preserve the honor of God in light of his people's wickedness. He also did so to show forth God's holiness contrasted to their being unholy. He did so also to demonstrate that God was just in how he dealt with his people. So, beloved, God is just. Praise him that he is also merciful. We, like Israel, are a rebellious and stiff-necked people. And as miserable sinners, we justly deserve his most severe condemnation and judgment. But God can't merely look over our sin, or he wouldn't be just. But God, who is rich in mercy, Ephesians 2, verse 4, he sent Jesus to live a perfect life, a righteous life, fulfilling the law for us. Jesus suffered and died once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter 3:18. In putting forth Jesus as our propitiation, God vindicated his righteousness, ensuring that he remains just even as he becomes the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Romans 3:26. Further, beloved, Christ fully satisfied the justice of his Father. Know that. And he purchased not only redemption, but an everlasting inheritance in the kingdom of heaven for all those whom the Father has given unto him. Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 8, section 5, teaches that. And though some stand, my friends, and though some will stand in fear and hatred of God's law and justice, God's people have much reason to be joyful and thankful that God is just and that he has given us his law. It is a wonderful and glorious attribute of his. Even in times like this, where wickedness and violence and evil seem to rage stronger every day, let God, being just, give you much comfort. Though many may overlook sin, let it fester, excuse it, cower to it, or in other ways not deal with it. Remember that God is just and he is the just judge. His justice will be carried out. He will deal with it all. Let's also daily remember that we have much reason to be thankful for, in that our just God doesn't deal with us as we deserve, but has extended much love, much grace, and mercy to us in Christ. Truly, like Moses, may we all ascribe greatness to our God. God is our rock, even the rock of our salvation. Just and upright is he. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you have a wonderful day today and that you know the Lord's blessings to you in Christ. If you would like to follow From the Pastor's Pen more or read more devotions or watch more devotional videos, visit our website at www.nbopc.org. Take care and have a great day.